self-propelled wind rowers. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. I was talking the other day to Reed Hamry, who's the manager of brand marketing at a major agricultural equipment company. We got talking about farming hay, and, not surprisingly, he started discussing self-propelled windrowers.
Self-propelled windrower is a dedicated machine. Some people who are not that familiar with farm equipment sometimes mistake them for combines because, broadly speaking, they have a somewhat similar configuration. You have a cutting head in front. The operator sits in a cab located pretty much in the center and overhead of the cutting head, and behind him is an engine compartment. The drive wheels are right behind the cutting head, and the steering wheels are at the back of the machine, and they can use a cutting head that's from 10 or 12 feet wide up to 15 or 16 feet wide, and they can cut from 5 to 10 miles an hour, depending on the kind of cutting head and the kind of crop they're in, to cut hay and leave it in a swath to dry or in a windrow to be picked up later when it has dried enough for baling or for silage chopping. It can also be used to swath grain and a few other applications. That's a self-propelled windrower. The biggest use is for hay production, with some additional use in some places where they need to cut the small grain or the canola crop and let it dry a little bit before they come with a combine and thresh it.
Very knowledgeable guy. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.